Amen.
Praise
Amen.
The Lord.
Amen. It's experiencing and enjoying Christ.
Amen.
As a continuation of the message 27, there's a message 28. Mm-hmm. Continue to speak about the excellent characteristics of the Christian life.
Amen.
And as I read this portion, I was praying to the Lord, Lord, this is somewhat that we are very familiar with, where we have heard about it. But may the Lord continue to enlighten us, so He would save us from any partial knowledge. And also, He would have a way to touch
Amen.
Any part that He haven't touched yet.
Amen.
So, in Philippians 4, 5, and 9, it shows this life, the characteristics of the Christian life. And it mentions about the truth, I mean truthfulness, and also honorable, and also being righteous and pure, and lovely, and well-spoken of. And it's good to know what it means, but I think this message really brings us back to the God's economy again.
Amen.
We all have tried to achieve all these virtues, but by the ministry's help, we realize we cannot really do it by ourselves. We cannot develop
right.
it because there is not really a content or the source that will have this kind of a virtues from within us. I mean, but what do you mean by God's economy? It brings us to the Genesis 1:26. It says that we are created according to God's image. And also Romans chapter 9, it says we are the vessels unto God for the glory of God. Meaning is we are created in the image of God to contain God and express God. But without knowing this, when I just think about the Christian life, my prayer was, Lord, I want to express you.
Amen.
But when we really see this God's economy, our prayer might be a little changed in a way of, God, I'm satisfied as long as you can be expressed through me. Meaning is, in the first sentence, I might still try to express God by myself or by my trying out. But when we really know God is a source, we'll be able to pray, Lord, I want you to be expressed.
Amen.
Because the source, us having this kind of virtue, comes from God Himself.
Amen.
And it speaks about the example, like the glove was made out of made according to the image of the hand.
Right.
And if the hand is not inside of the glove, there will be no expression. And we heard about these examples. But another example I can think about it is, let's say I have a cup here, and there is some content inside. But you may not know what's inside of the cup, the content. But once whatever the content it is, it might be a water or whatever that might be, once it overflows, then you might recognize there is you will recognize the content, what's in the cup. So same thing, the content is God Himself.
Amen.
All these virtues, that it's good to be one hand reminded, we are a vessel created with His image. And
Amen.
We all have this kind of a good virtues. But when we have God as an element, God as a content, then there can be the real expression.
Amen.
So those three words that came out in this message was, we are the vessels, God is the content, and there is the expression.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. So praise the Lord that God can be expressed from within us.
Amen.
We cannot do or develop all these virtues by ourselves, but
Amen.
Whenever we are being filled with God, there can be the expression.
Right.
The reason I cannot have much forbearance toward my wife or toward others is that shows I'm lack of the content. So it's not a matter of being discouraged or condemned about.
Right.
We recognize that there is a content is short. So we just come to the Lord.
Amen.
By calling on the name of the Lord,
Amen.
As we're being filled, then we can express God Himself.
Amen.
Amen.